What up, bros? Welcome to another BroGraph Brocast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
Oh, gosh, you sound terrible.
I am terrible. Yes, I'm absolutely terrible.
And this is day two.
This is actually day four.
Ooh.
So yesterday was my, like, peak worst. And then today, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at about a 3. Yesterday Jeez. Being a 1.
Well, so. That's no fun. Yes. I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to our show before, BroGraph is a supplement to our site, BroGraph.com, which is a motion graphics tutorial site with other stuff like plugins and podcasts and all the stuff about MoGraph. And on this podcast, we talk about everything ranging from motion graphics to Cinema 4D, After Effects plugins, render engines, doing business, doing taxes, being a contractor, and working for the man.
Man.
And this is our first normal episode in a long time.
I wouldn't say normal since we're recording like 2 days late.
Yeah, and you're sick, and you're super sick.
Yeah.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
But we are at least past the crazy nights, the lack of sleep,
as the of shots right of now, fireball. Yes. Did you say shots of fireball?
Yeah.
Did you take shots of fireball?
In Vegas?
Oh. In Vegas?
Not now.
Oh. Just saying, but, I don't remember any shots of fireball going around.
No, not right now, no. That would not be a good idea at 10 o'clock in the morning. we'll try and remember how to do this show.
Right.
Even though we're a little bit rusty. We got a lot of love on last week's show.
Yeah, totally.
Especially all the poop jokes mixed in with MoGraph. Apparently, people really like that for some reason.
I would just like to apologize for that. My wife was listening to the show, and she goes, this show is stupid. All you guys are talking about are poop.
I don't even remember. Such a blur. I don't even remember.
I know.
I don't even remember what we talked about.
People seem to like the four-person BroGraph stuff. You know, I thought that was... I was worried that it was just going to be a giant cluster F, and it was... You know, I guess it turned out all right.
Well, especially with Skype and stuff, it's really hard not to step on each other with four people.
Yeah.
It's really rough.
Yeah, it
but,
is.
But it seemed to work okay, and so we're back in the swing of things.
Yep.
It's just like riding a bike.
Just like, I guess.
Unless you've never ridden a bike before.
Unless you've never ridden. Or they add extra wheels to the bike, or the bike goes from a regular bike to like a motorcycle.
Then well, we'll
a put little
the,
bit more difficult.
We'll put the training wheels on.
Yay.
So I went to Santa Fe for my brother's graduation.
Yes, you did.
On top of all the other traveling we did, including going to Chicago.
We went to Chicago, yeah. And it was like, it was NAB, and then the very next week it was like Chicago, and we weren't expecting to go Chicago. It just like happened.
Happened.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you're in Santa Fe, and...
I drove there.
You drove there. That's awful.
Long drive to Santa Fe from here. 12 hours and Jeez. Got stuck in traffic on the way back in the middle of the desert. Literally middle of the desert, all cars stopped for 5 miles.
Oh.
People out of the car hanging out, smoking a cigarette, whatever.
Why?
No idea, because by the time we got to the front, nothing was there.
That's weird.
Maybe it's Roswell aliens or something. I don't know. But
okay, was Roswell on the way there?
It was very nearby.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't on the way, but it was very nearby. It was, and we were just off Route 66. So, like, this crazy,
Sorry.
There's this crazy place. You know Game of Thrones, right?
Right. I've heard of the show, yes.
You know, I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
I've seen, like, 2 episodes.
And I just, you know, it's one of those where I'm like, oh, maybe that'll be the next thing I watch. I mean, everybody says it's good, right?
Yeah,
so,
I've heard.
George R.R. Martin
yes.
is a major investor in this place called Meow Wolf.
Okay.
And that is not a Dead Mouse reference.
Right.
And it's really, really hard to describe, but like...
It's very
think,
hard to describe.
It was this trippy place, and it just, you know, I have a real interest in those what are they called? I have a real interest in it, but I don't know what it's called. it's
it's like a very avant-garde
escape room,
I guess.
It's not really an escape room, but it just reminds me of it because there's this whole kind of thing that's going on with like these clues and things mm-hmm. that you have to figure out while you're there. And you don't have to do that part of it because that would take a really long time. I think it would take maybe like 3 or 4 hours uh-huh. because it's so involved. But imagine, okay, it's 22,000 square feet. It was built in an old bowling alley.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was a bowling alley? That's cool.
Yeah. And so you walk in, and in the inside, when you go in, you open the door, and you don't know what to expect, and you walk in, and there's a house.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, whoa, there's a house inside of here. It's got two stories, the whole deal. And there's different rooms laid out. And you know, the first thing I'm thinking, oh, this is like a set. This is like a movie set house uh-huh. or something, right? But you go in and everything works.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's real. There's TVs. There's computers. There's Mac Pros sitting around. And, like, people are on them because apparently there's crazy clues on them and stuff.
Weird.
First thing is the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
The fireplace is like you could just crawl into it and you go into this other area.
Really?
And yeah, and you're walking around, there's this old stove and there's blinking lights and all this other junk on it, and there's people looking for clues. Everybody's searching for clues.
That's
so
funny.
If they're doing that part.
See, you were sending us these videos and I was like, this is so interesting. It's almost like excuse me. Like you can't see everything the way it normally is. You know, you have to explore it, and
yeah.
who knows, that's like another entrance to another place. That was super crazy to me.
The weird thing is, like, anywhere you would turn where you think, oh, there wouldn't be anything over there. You
right.
go check it out anyway, and there is something over there.
Right. The fridge is what totally threw me.
Dude, okay, so there's people in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And they're sitting there, they're going through the mail. Mm-hmm. On the dining room table type thing in the kitchen, on uh-huh. the breakfast nook, and then you go to the fridge and you're like, oh, here's what's in the fridge, and you open it, and it's the fridge and the freezer are both attached to each other, and like literally you walk into the fridge.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool. Sorry, they're mowing my lawn outside, so.
Oh. Great.
I'm trying to mute it as much as possible. That and with me coughing like crazy.
So you go through the fridge, and you walk through this hallway, and then when you get to the end, there's like this almost Star Trek-ish room in there,
mm-hmm.
and it has like a hologram in the middle, and there's all these rooms around it you can go in, and you're just in this whole other area. And,
that's super
and
cool.
The weird thing is there's no like linear way to experience this experience, mm-hmm. but for me, I really thought like. I was just thinking of other ways you could enhance this with media, uh-huh. with projection mapping, with all sorts of stuff. There's another yeah. area I was walking around, and it was like all these old TVs, and I walked up to it, and there was like this guy in a space helmet just uh-huh. looking. It looked like something David Aryev would have done.
Yeah.
And like looking at me through the TV, and then I move to this other area, and there's an ice machine, and I open the ice machine, and I walk inside the ice machine,
mm-hmm.
and there's a mirrored infinity room on the inside with neon lights and buttons that control everything. And
that's cool.
There was like another. There's all these secret passageways in the bathroom upstairs on the second story of this thing. There's like a medicine cabinet.
Uh-huh.
You open the medicine cabinet, and it's like. It's like the Malkovich.
Yeah,
you open it
into
up.
John Malkovich's yeah, head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And so, like, you go inside of it, or you don't go inside of that, but you look inside of it, and, like, there's a big bottle of medicine. It says Concentrated Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this tunnel, and then you're just looking for more clues. There's photo albums everywhere of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, this family that you're trying to solve the clues for, so weird. So, there's an area where there were all of these lasers coming from the ceiling, and you could
lasers,
and you could touch the lasers, and it would make music.
Oh, but yeah, it was like they this, have like, that at Disney World.
But it was like a foggy room
or
with
used
like
to.
In a weird. projections of shapes and colors, but the shapes and colors were being controlled upstairs from another room where you could like sit there and mess with joysticks and change things.
That's cool.
I imagine if somebody dropped some acid and walked through this place, it would be a very odd experience.
It would be an awful experience.
Probably awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably some
right there.
Some drugs would make it bad, and some drugs would make it good.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
So, very interesting. It just, I don't know. I was like, man, you could, like, I'm just thinking, like, this is amazing, but it could be better. Like, I'm thinking, can I have $1 million so I can build something like this?
I don't know. Like, from the stuff that you were sending us, it looks like this. It just looks like this really beautiful art piece. You know, very avant-garde, very weird art piece, you know?
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But I just think of ways that technology could really step up this experience to the next level.
Yeah.
This is really good. This was done well. Uh-huh. I know, like, a lot of people could have done this not very well, and you could have walked in and been like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but this was really, really, really cool. But, you know, of course, in my head, I'm always like, oh, what if you did this, and then you projected this thing on, and, you know, I'm just thinking, you know. So, that was cool. My brother graduated, so that's awesome.
That's good.
And
he got engaged, too.
And he got engaged, and his fiance graduated with him, which is awesome. So
that's cool.
So that's fun. And my parents were there, too, which is funny because they live 20 minutes from me, and I had to drive all the way to Santa Fe and see my parents.
That's which is weird that you didn't... because you wanted to get back in time for Mother's Day, so you drove a whole separate car, right?
Yeah, so they were there.
Almost would have been cheaper just to drive with them and then fly back, wouldn't it?
I was not going, I was not going to sit in a Ford C-Max with my family for 12 hours.
Okay.
No way. I would that's be funny. So claustrophobic. It has nothing to do with them. That's claustrophobic for me.
Yeah.
I
drive a Tundra.
You used to drive a Honda Civic, and you were the scariest driver ever.
So claustrophobic for me.
All right.
So, anyway, work is ramping up. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, thank goodness, because we took some time off for NAB and, like, you know, lost out on a little bit of money, but that's okay. Like,
I don't feel like we've worked in the last month. It's really
weird. Man. It's kind of awesome, but also terrible.
Yeah, somehow
I think that's
we're
why
still
my body
managing.
Was like, okay, it's okay to get sick now. You're not doing anything.
Right. But, you know, it's we were looking at the books this morning and noticing that the same thing happened last year. We got back from NAB. Mm-hmm. It was super, super slow the first 2 weeks of May, and all of a sudden, just bam.
Yep.
On the 15th, it became our busiest month we ever had. And that's happening. It happened yesterday. It's so weird. Yesterday, just like clockwork.
Yep.
So, that being said, and you being sick, we've got a shorter show, like we always say, right?
Whatever. It's going to be a long show.
Well, we've got a hard out, so to speak. So to speak.
I actually
have a call in an hour and a half. So
okay. That's all right.
We got to make it quick. We're getting back on track. David's moving to California. He's out in California right now.
Yep.
Schmooping it up. And the schmoopening. Hashtag feel the schmoopy. I don't know. And and so we're gonna have him back on the show here pretty soon, because, you know, we're getting back into all of this this crazy work coming in, and of course it's summertime and it's time for us to stagger our vacations with our families.
Yep.
So we've got that going on, and we have some guests coming up. We've been talking to Barton Damer about being on.
Yep, I actually literally just got a message back from him.
Nice.
So, he's good to go.
Nice. I think that will probably be the episode that falls when both of us are out of town at the same time on a Sunday. And you're going first, and then I'm going second. You're going to Disney World. I'm going to Mexico.
Disney World.
And
our RFID bands or whatever.
Nice.
Those are super cool. Like, once my kid realizes that he can pay for everything he wants with that little band,
that's
gonna be
dangerous.
Terrible.
Can you set a limit for the kids per day or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Just don't tell him that's what
I just
does.
Won't tell him, no.
And Zubair, we've been talking to Zubair about being on the show. He's got like extensive show notes already.
I know,
like,
right?
Dude,
it's awesome.
Heck yeah, let's do it. And who else are we getting?
Caitlin Kaju.
Okay.
She is from The Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
A super talented MoGraph artist who works for The Atlantic. And she does, you should check out her website. I believe it's CaitlinKaju.com.
And we've also talked to Devin Coe about possibly being on in the future. We haven't really worked out the details yet.
Oh, it's Kate Kaju, CaitKadieux.com. She's got the I really like her reel. It's great music and like the super like pixel pop type stuff, like the computery video game type stuff. It's pretty neat.
Cool.
So,
and then I think David, haven't really talked to him about this yet, so I'll just ask him on the show because I know he's listening.
David Arya.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have him on the show when you're out of town. When you leave for Disney. So, got a lot of good stuff coming up, and we've got some other good things coming up. So much more, but we can't tell you.
Yeah, we finally just finalized some big
amazing,
stuff.
Amazing, amazeballs things.
Yeah, some amazeballs things. But now we're working out how to like implement it and execute it, and we're hoping we got a long way to go. Yeah, we got a long way to go. We just want to make sure whatever we launch is going to be perfect.
Yeah. Got the C4D Live prizes went out yesterday to the winners of the BroGraph Luminous Spotlight for Octane. I got an email from Anna who was like, "I don't think this was supposed to go to me. I didn't order this." Somebody's probably disappointed they didn't get their plug-in. I'm like, "No, you won. They didn't tell you? You won." So there you go. So we've got the winners of that. And okay, so a couple other things. First of all, Half Res.
Yes.
Tickets are going really fast and almost sold out.
Almost sold out. So get your tickets if you're going to go.
Dude, I was going through the site because, you know, the website shows everybody who's going and they can put their own little message.
It shows everyone who has bought a ticket who like put their information up there. Like, for example, I bought both of our tickets at the same time, but you're not up there. So it could be, you know, twice as many people if they're buying multiple tickets.
Right, right. But when I went and I looked at that website, I was like, I know that person. I know that person.
Yeah, yeah,
I know that person.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, like all my friends are going to be here. Yeah. And then all these listeners that we've never met in person that we keep talking to.
Raid Zero, like, he's coming all the way from the UK.
Yeah.
And Sage, we'll finally get to meet Sage.
Dude, Sage, Gaten.
Yeah, Gaten's coming.
Right? And Paul?
Yeah.
Is Perry going? I'm assuming Perry's going.
I don't know. We'll see him in SIGGRAPH, though.
But so many, like, that's so, I just kept going, I know that one, I know that one, I know that one. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the biggest bro fest.
Oh gosh.
It's just like, it's amazing. Like, all these people in one place at the same time. It's ridiculous.
It's such a cool little community.
Yeah. And so
if you haven't gotten your tickets,
we're
saying is get your tickets and get them soon. Because odds are, they're going to sell out. Like last year or the years previous, they have been, you know, just giving away tickets, and then whoever shows up, it's first come, first serve, you know. But this year they're actually charging for them, which is good because I think that will help, you know, increase the, I don't know. I think by paying for a ticket, you know, even though the event was really awesome last year, that was my first year going, like I feel like actually being able to throw money towards it, not just relying on sponsors and stuff like that, is really going to up the value of it.
And
if not, then whatever.
You know, we've been thinking about that too with DFWC4D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to do another one pretty soon. I don't think that we're going to be able to push one out until July, just because of schedules and vacations and stuff.
And SIGGRAPH.
And SIGGRAPH and Half Res, just all this stuff going on. We got to somehow still make some money in there.
Yeah, right.
But we were talking about doing the same thing. Maybe not charging as much money, but charging maybe $5. But we're going to do, if you're a listener and you do attend the DFWC 4D shows, we are going to send out some sort of a survey. kind of a follow-up survey from the last one and ask some questions, and that's going to be one of the things. Would you be willing to pay $5 to help support, you know, the funding of the show? Because we are dumping so much of our own money into it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we dumped a lot of money in the last one.
So,
but, you know, we don't buying some equipment that we could use for all the rest of them as well. So,
and we don't mind doing that. That's not the thing, but it helps support us a little bit. And who knows, maybe we spend the same amount of money, but then we have the cover that can go toward other stuff.
Yeah. You charge $5, then everyone makes sure that they can get a free drink or food or something like that. Cause that's the stuff we're giving away anyway. You know, you're just prepaying for one drink.
Right. So, and the new version of Skype is awful, by the way.
So terrible.
On Windows.
So terrible.
Oh, I didn't talk about my laptop even.
Oh yeah. 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 Go ahead.
My Razer died.
Yeah. What a load of crap.
Even like less than 60 days into having it.
But we're like 2 or 3 days from leaving for NAB.
Which is why I bought it.
Which is why you bought it. So that we could do work if we needed to while we were at NAB.
Yeah. I can't believe it. The thing died. And I walked in the room and I'm like, that's weird. Why is the BIOS on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, usually if you see the BIOS on the screen, you're like, okay, just save and exit and we'll reboot.
Right.
Nope. It goes right back into it. I'm like, okay, turn it off and restart it. Nope. Okay. You know, reset all BIOS defaults. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me go back to the hard drive and select the hard drive, that I have that my SSD is on so that I can boot off of it. Nope.
Oh, where's the hard drive?
Where's the hard drive? The SSD completely fried.
Yeah.
And I asked them about it. I said, I need it in like 2 days. Can I do something about that? Can you send me a new one? Well, you'd have to put a down payment on blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sure. Amex. Boom. Here you go. Well, we have to get the RMA on this first, and then he sends me the RMA. He's like, no, sorry, it's not under the 14-day return policy, so you have to send it in. They replaced the drive. They didn't replace the computer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. You can tell. They sent me an email,
like,
said they did.
Grind your name into it beforehand?
No. But you can tell. I mean, you know, nice thing.
When you go to a restaurant and you ask them to recook your food or something, you just salt it like crazy so that you know you get fresh food.
I don't know
if you like salted your computer or anything like that.
No, I didn't salt my computer because I figured if they changed the drive, then I would have other issues.
Right.
I actually, you know, just looked at the bottom because it has those awful, awful hex screws or whatever they are.
Yes.
And you could tell that they had been unscrewed.
Yeah.
You know, they were slightly scuffed up, and I was like, yeah, they opened it up and just changed the drive. And God, I hope that was just a fluke. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. Knock on wood, I haven't had any problems with mine so far.
Yeah.
But I think you actually use yours a lot more than I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you do.
I mean, I have it sitting here all the time. Like,
I know.
I was unaware about how much I was enjoying using it.
That's
until
right.
Until it was gone. And I was like, oh, so I had to reinstall everything, though. That's the problem.
That's awful.
All the good stuff, for the most part, was backed up on Dropbox, except for the file containing the taxes that I had just finished the night before.
Gosh.
Fortunately, the PDFs and all that went on to Dropbox, but I just didn't
have
the TurboTax file. But that's not the end of the world. I still have the records. So, yesterday reinstalled.
That's why I always do the online stuff. I do everything online through them instead of actually buying the physical copy of TurboTax.
Yeah, but there's some stuff for the business version. It's only PC and it's only a software. Like, there's no other way to do it.
Weird.
So it's so weird. They have so many versions. Why can't they just make it easy?
I know.
And so
Because they can make money.
Because they can, yeah.
I did get my tax stuff back. My
yeah, me
payment
too.
Plan has been approved.
Yeah, me too.
For paying my taxes.
A little underestimated. It's not too bad. We'll have it paid off pretty quick. It's under control.
Nobody panic.
The thing about the laptop is I had to reinstall Unity. I had to reinstall Unreal. I had to reinstall Cinema 4D R17 with Octane that I had on there. Oh my gosh, just so much other stuff. And so I get to Skype and I go to the website and I look at it to install Skype, and it's like, oh, install the old beta of Skype. I'm like, oh, wait, or not beta, the old version of Skype.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, it's already on the computer by default with Windows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, so I open it up, and it's just all different and convoluted and awful.
It's weird they do, like, the dark scheme or whatever, and it's like you have to physically go in there and rechange it. But my biggest, like, problem that I have with it is that normally whenever you minimize Skype, it keeps the video going and everything, and I can see, like, a little version of you, you know, on top of everything. That's all gone.
And the other thing we found out is that when you minimize Skype, your picture goes away on my end.
Yeah,
which is the
so stupid.
Stupidest thing. You're not going to switch screens. You're having a conference call with somebody and your video keeps going in and out.
Right.
Like, who does that?
I don't know.
And it's just weird, like the overlays. I don't know why they decided to make it suck so bad.
Oh, and you can't change your inputs while you're on a phone call. You actually have to hang up and then do a new input.
Yeah, and you can't use it while you're using Premiere for some reason.
That's not new. Dude, that's the way it's been. I've been running into problems with Premiere for the past like week and a half. It's so stupid. It's like, I'll open up Premiere and then I don't get any video. So I'll shut it down. Or I'll be working for a while and then all of a sudden I don't get any video. And so I have to shut it down and then reopen it up, and then I don't get any audio. So then I have to shut it down and reopen it back up, and then it works fine.
Like, well, that was your tweet that went out too. I see people are still liking that tweet.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's like Premiere has always had problems, and I don't know why. You know, it's like I don't know whether it's like a Skype thing, because you and I are almost always on Skype, or I've always got Skype open for some reason. You know, or do they just not work well together? And if that's the case, that's stupid.
But even your Premiere by itself has issues right off the bat, and like that's why I'm such a stickler for like not updating anything at like as soon as it comes out, because
yeah, but
it always breaks.
I know. But well, my Premiere wasn't, I don't think, updated to the newest version. Or maybe I was forced to update to the newest version. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to be updating your stuff because of that whole like virus that went around, the ransomware thing.
On what?
The ransomware that went around on all the PCs and stuff, and that like making you have to pay, like, it's worldwide news that's been happening.
I know what you're talking about, but it was fixed easily. Did you hear about that?
No.
So
how was it fixed?
The whole thing,
the guy registering the domain name, but then like they just released a new one that's supposed to, I mean, plus how do you unencrypt your files?
Man, that is just some BS.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful.
There's got to be, like, how is that even possible? And it doesn't happen on Mac because so many people are administrative mode where you have to install. Like, how does that get on anything and install itself? I don't understand how that works. Is it DirectX? I guess it's all the DirectX.
Some sort of something.
I know that DirectX was a huge vulnerability thing for quite a while, so maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. All right. So the big thing, though, would be Deadmau5.
Yeah, we went to the Deadmau5 show in Chicago, which was awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy 24 hours. So
That started the whole sickness in my family.
Well, I was already there from Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like it just went from there. And then, you know, you got it, and it's just it lingers.
Yeah.
And when you don't sleep and when you're just, you know, in weird environments, it just makes it worse.
Yeah. So we basically flew out Friday morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So you have to get up at like 4, you know, to get to the airport on time. And we flew out. We hung out. We went to the Shedd Aquarium, you know, went to lunch with a couple of the Maxon guys because they were up there for something. Another conference or something.
Had lunch and had a beer with Nose Man. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to come on the show too. We talked about that. He's already agreed.
Let's pick another one where I'm like super sick, and we'll just let him go and talk for like 2 hours.
Dude, he will go off on these subjects, and it's so interesting.
Yes.
It is so much fun.
Yeah,
we were talking about not even Cinema 4D related stuff, and just the convo is just amazing.
Yeah.
So,
so we, and it was cool because, you know, we went with, Chris Schmidt and Matthias and, Patrick and Noseman. Who else mm-hmm. was with us? Our wives were with us. There was mm-hmm. like eight of us there, you know? And mm-hmm. so it was really cool because we all got to hang out backstage with, DeadMau5 and with, Feed Me. Is that
yeah. his name? I didn't know yeah. Feed Me was going to be there.
Yeah, I know, right?
But we like walk in and he's just chilling there with Feed Me, finishing up a game of Mario Kart.
Right.
And like, he's like, hold on, guys, hold on. Like, had to wait because it was a really intense round. He had to finish yeah. it, you know? And then we sit there and we talk and we nerd out about
yeah, totally.
Cinema 4D and graphics cards and race cars and all yeah. sorts of stuff for, you know, and meanwhile, there's this whole concert going on out there, but it's like,
yeah.
You know, he was very, very inviting and welcoming to us there. And he's like, oh, have some beers. You know, it's just yep. like so awesome. And, you know, then he goes out and he does his show.
Yeah. And it's so weird. Like, you know, because we've hung out with him, we've spent time with him. And like, he looks like a completely different person in person than he is on stage. Like right. his stage presence, he's got so much energy and like, it's all like, it's so
he's
different.
Conserving it before the show. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you can tell he's kind of getting ready beforehand and uh-huh. just pacing yeah. a little, you know, it's about to go down.
Yeah. It's so know? Cool. Like it was such a good show. And then afterwards, after it was all over, there was an after party. And, did you hear how much the tickets were for that after party?
No.
It was like a ridiculous amount of money.
Like how much?
Like hundreds of dollars, I think.
Are you serious?
I think so. Maybe wow. I just dreamt that. I could have just dreamt that.
Well,
I don't know.
We came back, you know, because we were kind of walking through the VIP area and then this other area, we were by ourselves from the side, yeah. like watching the show.
Yeah.
And so we would go kind of back and forth and just hang out and whatnot. And then we get back to the dressing room after it's over, or the green room, whatever you want to call it. And we're all talking, and he's packing his stuff up,
yeah.
and he's like, hey, y'all make sure everybody in this room gets into the after party,
yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
puts us on this list. And so he leaves, grabs his mm-hmm. stuff, and he leaves, and we hang out for a little bit, and then we drive. It's, like, a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
At this point, it's already 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. And we had to leave for the airport at 4:30 because yeah. we had another stupid 6 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
So we get to the after party and we're hanging out, like we push our way through and we're hanging out like,
but the outside, you forgot about the outside even. It's like yeah. hundreds of people lined up
yeah.
and just tens of barriers and rows, you know, and it's just like, oh, here's our IDs. We're on the list, you know,
yeah.
excuse me, Mr. Bouncer. I'm with the DJ.
So I don't know. It was super cool. Like, even then, once we got in and, like, there was this whole little area behind where he was actually, like, DJing or doing his thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
where, like, it was cool. Like, you got to see his setup, and his setup was, like, one of those your standard typical, like, loops and beats and stuff like that. And he was, like,
just... Man, he was going nuts.
He was, and it was awesome. It was so crazy. It's so different than, you know... It's so different than just his normal everyday like streaming stuff.
Oh
like,
yeah, this was like the deep cuts.
Yes.
This is the trance deep cuts. This is not what you're like. This isn't his regular music.
Right.
You know, when we got in, it's funny because we got these wristbands outside and they had us on the list, and that's the point where they realized that the club was full, and all the bouncers like looked at like this crowd of like 200 people, and we're like, all right, that's it, guys. Tables are full. Everybody go home.
Yep.
Like, not even, like, we'll wait and see if you can get a table. They're like, nope, yep. go home.
Dude, and there were so many girls that were just like, hey, can I get in with you? Can I get in with you? You
really?
Know? Yeah.
I didn't have any of that.
There's one girl in the line, and then, like, and I'm there with my wife. It's like, she doesn't even care. You know, this stupid girl doesn't even care that I'm there with my wife.
Yeah.
So, and then we're, like, we're standing, Amy and I were standing basically upstairs for the show, upstairs, like right. dead center, because I wanted the perspective right for the videos that I was shooting, you
right.
know? So I wanted to be able to get video of it. I mean, we came all the way from Dallas to Chicago to do this. I wanted to see it right, you
right.
know? And so, you know, I went to this little VIP area, and apparently the VIP area, you're supposed to pay like $300 for this VIP area and stuff
Jeez.
Like that. And so this guy's like, he didn't recognize what my badge was. I was like, dude, this badge is higher than everyone else. You see that thing that's right. playing right now? I made that. I made that.
Right.
So.
Oh, you're anyway. Talking about the regular concert, not the.
Yeah, the regular concert. Not the after party. Not the after party. So, yeah. You know, anyways, and then I'm shooting video, and this girl, like, leans over the rope, and she goes, hey, do you have a table? Can I come hang out? It's like, no. No. Shut up. Anyway.
Jeez. Yeah,
but yeah, it was really, really fun.
Just imagine, like, you enter the club and it's so dark and it's just like,
yeah,
and you just hear this, you know,
that's outside. Inside it's like,
wah, 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 you know, it's just like so loud and it's so dark. It is so dark and there's so many people, and yeah. and it's like, it's so funny because it's us and our wives. And uh-huh. and we're holding on to each other,
uh-huh.
and then like whoever's in front is like holding on to like Chris Schmidt and and Patrick, and of course Matthias is leading the pack.
Of course,
you know, like because you can see his hair,
right? Of course,
because he's tall and he has big hair, and you can just so you know like that's who you follow, right? So. We don't even know where we're going. We're like going through this crazy dark crowd, and we get there, and there's two bouncers, and they're just like, they take their flashlights and shine it on our wristbands, and they open this door, and we go up these stairs, and then like we're on stage with Joel, and it's like, I didn't even know he was playing this event.
All right.
And we just show up, and he's playing it. The only sucky part is we didn't get to say goodbye because he was playing for so long, we had to leave for the airport.
Yeah, we
so,
did.
Then we go
back
down
to our
this
hotel,
yeah, and get our like, stuff and
get like an hour of sleep.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah,
you know, and we went down this other spiral staircase down to the basement, essentially where the after party stuff was. You know, and man, it was just amazing.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience.
I wish we could have stayed longer, and we were so tired, but we're like, we have to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
you could sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, so just pretty freaking cool whole night. So we got back trying to recover.
Yeah, but Amy got sick immediately after that, and then she got me sick. So fantastic.
So other stuff going on. You messed around with an FS7 this week, is that right?
Yeah. So like you know, it's not often. You know, we do some shooting. And a good majority of the shooting, you know, we don't need to invest in red cameras or anything like that, you know.
Or we'll rent
if we need a bigger camera, bigger than like the 5D that we normally shoot our stuff on, then we'll rent a camera.
Or we hire a person who has their own
high-end
camera, and we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just give us the footage. You know?
Yeah. So, I was on a shoot this weekend, and the person who I was doing the shoot for supplied the cameras, and they were it was an FS7, I believe, a Sony FS7. And I got to say, I really liked it. Like I've been a big fan of the EX3. It was their big, HD version, you know, and it's all very similar. The one thing that I have to say about every camera though, like it's funny cause you can say on like your resume or whatever, or your reel or something, you know, I'm proficient in all digital SLRs or, you know, camcorder, professional camcorder cameras, you know, and stuff like that. And it doesn't matter like how proficient you are. All the stuff is generally the same. The only thing that's different is the freaking power button.
Right.
So you're standing there with people and you're trying to figure out how to turn it on for like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, like where's the dang power button? Cause they're all different in every place, you know?
Yeah.
And so you look like an idiot. Like you don't know what you're doing because you can't even turn on the freaking camera.
Right.
You know, meanwhile, anyway, but it was cool. It was a 4K camera, you know, and it shot a really, really pretty picture. I got to say, I really like that Sony camera.
Yeah.
So, and then, I think that was it as far as cameras.
Well, other stuff and things, EJ, from iDesign, he announced Wiggle It.
Yeah, Wiggle It just came out.
For After Effects, so we're going to put a link in the show notes. You can check that out. And I don't know if he still has any sales going on that or not, but you can pick that up there as well as copies of all his other plugins, including our plugin.
Yes, including
which you can get on either site. But there's also a Body Paint beta for Cinema 4D that just came out. If you have a valid R18 serial number, Yeah, with the body paint beta, and it's a you know more about it than I do. Is redesigned now? Is that right?
Yeah. So they made some announcements and stuff like that about like changes to body paint. And if you go on to the hold on, let me see if I can find out where it's at real quick. Maxon body paint beta. This is just what I'm Googling. Yeah. So maxon.net. They've got this whole body paint open beta. If you just Google search it, where basically they redesigned body paint and stuff like that. Just watch the video. You can see a lot of the changes and stuff that they did.
Mm-hmm. There's also renderpeople.com/free-3D-model. There's some free 3D people that you can load up and render.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't convert very well to Octane. So you
yeah, they look kind of funny.
Really creepy. But, you know, you can sit there and finagle them, get them to work. It's just kind of cool if you want some sort of people to put in your scene for something. If you're gonna do a Beeple imitation scene,
yeah,
or something. And then so the other thing you were playing with, I think a couple weeks ago, was Colorista, new Colorista, right?
Yeah. So and you know, this goes back to the thing that I was saying where, excuse me, it was a really good idea for Red Giant to give away, you know, all of their software and stuff like that to everyone in the room who are all industry professionals and stuff, because over the next year, we're going to be talking about nothing but Red Giant stuff, you know, because, you know, I've used Colorista version 2 back in the day, and I recently, we did a shoot for Toyota, because Toyota just came to town, and so it was just a shoot that we were on, you know, with some interviews and stuff like that, and it was the Colorista, just coloring stuff, is really, really awesome. Like, it makes it to where you can color things very quickly and make it look really, really good, you know? Anyway. But, yeah, that's the Colorista version 4 that comes with the, I believe it's the editor's suite or something like that.
There's an option in it, though, that I think is kind of douchey. But it's the pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, though, when your hovering art director comes up and says, oh, it just needs to pop, you just hit that button.
Basically, all it is a high-pass filter, so it makes things, like, super crisp and gross.
Yeah.
But I actually did use the pop. One of my shots was slightly out of focus, so what I did was I just brought up the pop a little bit, and it made it look a little bit more crisp.
Yeah, a little color boost, a little sharp. Yeah. That's cool. And then this Extravaganza project is coming out. It's a VR experience.
Yeah,
VR video experience.
There was a press release done just today about this. It's Extravaganza. It was it was official selection of the Tribeca Film Festival this year, and a good majority of it, if not all of it, was all done in Cinema 4D, you know, which is pretty cool. So that'll be in the show notes, the little trailer for it. And they're going over, I believe, to the Cannes Film Festival.
Canned. As canned. In past tense of canning something.
You sure it's
canned?
But there's no D in it.
Or maybe it's can.
I don't know. I've heard people call it cons.
Cons?
Yeah.
So confused. I don't think I've ever read it. I've just heard it.
I've always called it the Cannes Film Festival. How do you pronounce Euro?
Giro, gyro, Euro, hero. There's four ways to say that.
Pronounce Cannes. All right, here we go. The owner of blah, 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 blah. Nice. Oh, the con. That the actual word pronounced con in French, France.
Ooh, oh, wait, la-di-da, no. Mr.
Cans
Frenchman.
Is closer, but no cigar. S is rarely pronounced. Can. So the Cannes Film Festival? Whatever.
All right, and here's an interesting thing I came up with against in After Effects. I was even talking to David about this. And maybe, again, this is one of those things. I installed the new After Effects, and now I'm having problems. There is the issue with... I was rendering out some text with effects. some really heavy text with effects that took a long time to render, and I was basically pre-rendering them, you know, so that I could bring them back in and not have to worry about rendering them in the rest of the scene. And when I did that, there's these little effects on the text, and they disappear, and the last frame of the text, they're gone. You know, they're supposed to be gone, and they're supposed to be gone. They disappear, yeah, and you have just the text by itself. Uh-huh. So I bring them back into my project, and I time remap them. And sometimes you do have problems with time remapping in After Effects, especially like if you're pre-comping time remaps, it gets a little hairy sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But I time remap so that at the end of the text, just the blank text just stays there.
Right, right, right.
You know, for the rest of the comp. And it was not doing the last frame.
Yeah. You know what? I've run into that problem anytime I'm time remapping clips or pre-comps or something, mm-hmm, you know, where you'll do time remap and then it'll go to the end and you won't have anything. So I always have to do one frame before, create right. a keyframe there, then delete the other one. I've done that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, that happens to me a lot, but I'm used to that. The problem with this is there's no way around it, because you would go to the last frame, and it's not the last frame. And so I was like, all right, so I actually would turn off the time remapping. Turn off the time remapping, and I open it up, and it's still the same way. And then I double-click on it and just open it. You know, you just double-click a clip, and it opens by itself in After Effects. You know, you just watch the clip. Same thing. It gets to the last frame. It's not the last frame. The time code is correct. The time, and I checked frame rates and interpolation and all of this stuff. All correct. Everything was fine. Just a raw.
Is this new After Effects or is this an older version?
Most recent update.
Yeah.
But again, one second and one frame should be the end of it. And it wasn't. It was 1 second, not 1 second and one frame. I ended up, and I re-rendered everything with an extra frame. Still the same problem. I had to go in and re-render like an extra 10 frames on each piece of text in order to get it to work correctly. And I do not understand why there's always these odd bugs. But again, it comes back to every time you update, something's broken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I with the Adobe suite, I always wait. I almost always wait to update, because I know it's going to be broken.
Right.
You know, you got to wait 6 months for them to patch all the bugs before you can start using it again in production.
Yeah. So. And then you get to that point, people are sending you files, and it's like, this was made in a new version of After Effects. Yep. And you're like, but I don't have that, and I don't want to update yet.
Yeah.
So.
Just got to make sure you keep your old version.
Yeah.
So.
Project-
I got something here.
Uh-huh.
I got something here. So, for all you New Yorkers... For all you New York freelancers, a new law just went into effect in order to protect freelancers who are doing work. It's I don't remember what the name of the law is, but basically it will protect freelancers who are doing work. It says employers must sign a written contract for freelance work valued at $800 or more, either for a single job or total services contracted within a 120-day period. The contracts must include a payment date for the freelancer. If they don't, businesses must pay within 30 days of completion of the work.
Wow.
So a plaintiff who proves a one-time violation of the new rules could be awarded $250 in damages. Employers found to have a pattern of violating them face civil penalties up to $25,000.
Okay, you're going to need to send the link to this, because this is pretty good. This is amazing protection. Who put this in place?
So I've been following the Freelancers Union.
Yeah.
They're a website started by Sarah Horowitz, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so, like, basically it's just, you know, it's out there to try and help freelancers, whether it's writers or whatever, to, you know, kind of succeed. And so this was like a big thing that they were pushing, was this freelancers law, you know, in New York City. I wish it could be all over the place, but, you know, this is I think it just got voted on a couple days ago, and that was pretty big. So, yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Send me the link so I can put that in the show notes as well.
Okay. I just sent it to you.
Project Felix. I didn't know about this. I think it's been around for a little bit, but I was reinstalling my new Adobe stuff yesterday and figured that I would install it. So I'm going to give that a try and see.
How have you even opened it yet?
No, not yet. But I mean, I just got it installed. But it's just a 3D. It's like an easy 3D thing for Photoshop, basically, a separate program. So at some point I'll check that out. I'll give it a try, and, you know. And then on the Octane Facebook group, Antoine Collignon, is that how you say that?
Antoine Dodson.
Antoine Dodson. He's made 40 plus sci-fi decals.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw
did
this.
You see that? Yeah, and so you can buy it for cool. like $3 or something, but like I'm going to put the link in. You can check it out because these, for $3, like this is something really cool to have handy, especially because everybody is so into like space and, you know, doing this sci-fi and you know, crazy looking Octane renders and things like that. This is a really cool thing to have on hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, especially for stuff that you're just trying to like create these neat little backgrounds, like a lot of these sci-fi backgrounds and stuff like that. It's really cool just to have these at your fingertips.
And somebody posted a link to the he posted a link to the preview of it, so you can see the preview, because everybody's like, well, I want to know what I'm getting at least.
Right,
you know, it doesn't have to be a good preview, just let me see a preview of it. So he posted the preview. And then I had a conversation with Ahmed regarding my issue with my Mac Pro. So I figured out why I can't install the new Octane on my Mac Pro.
Why is that?
Because in order to install it, you have to have the latest CUDA update, which I went and then I looked at the thing and I hit the button and it says you're up to date on CUDA. The reason it says that is because my OS is now... it does not support the new CUDA, and so I have to update my OS, then update my CUDA, then update
poor
my Octane.
Dave.
That's going to be not fun.
No, it's
I should have done it. I mean, I haven't been here, but I should have done it before all of this crazy work came in, because I want to do the adaptive sampling stuff, and I can't do it yet on this computer. Anyway.
Just need to work on your PC from now on. That's what I do.
I know. God, I don't want to redo all that.
Yeah.
I need to gut this room and start over.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Take out all your shelves and stuff like that. And then turn your turn your desk towards the door, you know, and stuff like that. Or like get a new desk and put it towards
So much work and money.
So much work, yes.
Or I could awful.
Or you could just keep working the way you work.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I don't like all that. I don't like change.
I don't like change.
So, quick topic I thought I'd bring up, just real quick before we get into RavCock, is that it's just a quick insurance thing. This is something that we got from Gayton, who says, "Hey, bros, hope you have recovered from NAB." Almost. We almost have.
Yeah, we recovered from NAB and then we had other stuff.
Right. I feel with all the drinking excitement and sushi boats, it would take about 2 weeks to make a comeback from. Yes.
Oh, man, those sushi boats were so good.
Anyway, I wanted to pass on a little tip to the other artists, two other artists that seem obvious but might not take advantage of. Get insurance on your gear and remember that you have it. As you know, my system crashed pretty bad. We were talking about that on Twitter, and I had to buy a new one. Not happy about spending money on a new system, I remembered it was covered by my renters insurance, and I should be getting back some cash. So, get insurance on your gear and never take a chance.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. However, I do have to put in a little word of warning on this. Renters insurance is not so much of a big deal, but a lot of this, whether damaged, stolen... whatever it is, if you try to put this stuff on your homeowner's insurance, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah.
Because they will raise your rates.
Oh.
I've encountered this in many occasions. My, I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if this is just a Texas thing or not, but your car is considered an extension of your home.
I didn't know that.
So when I was working at a movie theater, and it's just crazy. I was working the box office within view of my car, and I did not see this happen. Somebody smashed my window and grabbed my book bag, which is stupid because all they got was all my books that they didn't want. So dumb.
Right.
And so my dad at the time, he said, well, we're just going to put this on homeowners insurance. And he did, and his rates jacked up the next time around because my book bag was stolen and we paid for the window that way. It was so dumb. And then I had a Mac Pro stolen at one point. When I had my old video business in Arlington, we did a lot of moving around when we moved out of a studio and we moved a lot of gear into my business partner's house. Well, he was trying to sell his house. He was remodeling a lot, upgrading the house. And by the back door, he put some hard drives, some KRK Rocket 5s, and our brand new Mac Pro tower at the time. Yeah. And he, you know, he had the back door where you could see inside, and he had all of these people doing repairs and stuff in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And you know, updating things and such, and they could see it through the window. You know, it's obvious that's how it happened because they were working, and then the next day the back door was smashed open and they took it all. So, same deal happened though. Homeowners insurance skyrocketed from
that's awful.
You know, increased the rates, and now you can do your own insurance for other stuff, and it's relatively cheap. So if you don't want to deal with that, you can do something like buy a one-year insurance policy, and it can be very cheap. I think that we got $1 million insurance policy a while back for like $500 for a year.
And that was for the year, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Now I think business insurance or something like that was only $120 a month.
Yeah.
You know? So that covers just about everything.
Now, in that case, it was a little bit different kind of insurance, but it still would cover some things and some gear. You know, a lot of times if you go to rent gear, like really big, expensive lights and cameras, you have to have that insurance. Ours also covered damages to the house that we were using for a shoot.
Yes, and, as well as the people who, you know, if anyone got hurt as well. So.
Because you're working with contractors and stuff, and you gotta kind of have that covered, you know, and you got workers' comp stuff you got to kind of work out and all this other stuff. But the insurance would cover stuff like that, but you have to be really careful to specify what it covers, because we kind of had a deal after the fact where they came back and tried to say that the insurance didn't cover it, and they tried to charge us their own insurance for the gear on top of it. And I was like, no, it's right here. Like, I sent it to you and you approved it, and now you're telling me that that's not true. You know, so we had to do a whole back and forth. But very good topic, though, to bring up, to make sure that your gear is covered, because you don't want to have to deal with that later. And it's really not that hard to set up.
Yeah.
So we don't have much time left, maybe 30 minutes here. So, It's mostly emails and stuff from here. Ravcock, what's your flavor? Yep. You sent me this link to Jules Urbach.
Oh yeah. he was randomly commenting on the Octane Render group, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, he said ORC.
What did he say? I forgot.
Yeah, well, I'll read it because I know your voices. So,
thank you, I appreciate that.
ORC will be going up on the shop page shortly after we update Octane Bench, which that's awesome to hear too.
I
didn't know that was happening. This was covered in the GTC talk, but high level overview is where we are adding automated render credits in $5 buckets based on OB per hour, which is easy to
Octane Bench per hour.
Which is easy to compare / evaluate relative to doing the work using your local Octane Bench per hour. So I kind of like that. So you know what their Octane Bench is, you know what yours is, you can figure out the price.
Did he say something about a calculator in there?
There probably will be. He said, in fact, with 3.07, we plan to have a job node enable frames / segments to be assigned to either local or cloud GPUs from the job node graph itself. Interesting. So, interesting little tidbit there. And then Before Better 20003 says the noise. Okay, he's referring to the Octane smoke and fire tutorial we did. The noise shader movement does not work. The animation speed will change the noise, but in static mode. Keyframing the movement does not change anything for the noise. It's not moving on any axis, any tips. I said, that's because it just doesn't work in Octane like that.
Yeah.
You're using noise. You're using native Cinema 4D noise and trying to incorporate that, and it just doesn't animate. And I don't know exactly why. That's something actually that Joel and I were digging into, trying to figure something out, and could not find a better way to do it, including if you try and bring in some sort of an animated texture as a noise. It's the same problem, I believe. So yeah. And I haven't done it because it was going to be too much work, but I would say that the solution, which I know does work, is to create your own animated VDB in probably another program like Houdini and bring it in. And that's the way that's going to work. What else do we have? Daniel sent in.
Daniel's son.
First off, love the spotlight for Octane. Apologize Thanks. If the answer is simple, but I'm wondering if there's a way to have the spotlight assigned to a lighting pass. I have a scene where I have an emission material and it needs to have its own pass. What happened here is he had it all set up correctly, because the answer is yes, you can. You know, if you're using our spotlight and you need to dig into tags and stuff like that, it's really easy. You just go to the layer and you turn off the, you know, the hide layers. We just hide all the GAC so that you don't have to worry about it. There's nothing really secret in there. You know, it's just, you know, we have it turned off just for simplicity's sake. So if you turn it back on, you can get in there and you can adjust tags and things like that, or add tags. And what actually turned out was going on is you have to remember, by default, there is the visible light. So let's say you're setting up a spotlight and you're putting it through some fog or something, right? Or you have it in a reflection. There is kind of a disc that is a visible source of the light that you can use on purpose, because it creates like that look like a spotlight does, you know, the white disc shooting out. And so what was going on is that white disc was getting picked up in the specular.
Gotcha.
So if you want that to not be there and get picked up in a lighting pass, what you have to do is just turn that all the way down to zero. And
This just in. the new Cineversity, they just released the NAB My Presentation.
All right.
Along with Patrick Longstreth and Perry Haravas. That's nice. Pretty awesome.
Now, were those all the same ones you said they were wondering?
No, I actually thought they were going to put Patrick. I knew they'd put me and Patrick together because we were very similar. I thought they were going to put Andy on there as well.
Yeah.
You know, but that's interesting that they put Perry. Perry's was a great, absolutely great presentation. So, and they used a really good picture of me. I look pretty good.
Nice.
So,
that's good.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so exciting.
So we'll put that in the show notes as well, so you can check that out. Then we've got Jay Thompson, who sent in animating a black body emission in Octane. He said, "Hey, bros, glad to hear you and your mates had fun at NAB this year, and I'm trying to animate neon lights turning on and off in Octane in Cinema and using inner diffuse material with a black body emission applied. With an outer transparent texture to achieve the color. I've used the power slider to animate. Unfortunately, I've been unable to animate this on export. In the viewer, it's fine. Any help would be appreciated."
And I sent him a message.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Because
I
did too.
Oh, okay.
I told him to use check materials.
Yeah, I told him that too.
And it worked.
I told him, I said, I don't know which one it is. Sometimes you just have to fool around with these, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the time it'll work. Okay, that worked.
So he said it worked. He said, if you're ever in the UK, I'd love to have you guys do a talk at any or at my Motion meetup. So if you go to meetup.com/London Motion, that is the London Motion meetup. That would be really cool. We've been talking about, you know, if we ever go overseas, being able to do some sort of meetup. That would be great.
I want it to happen, you know. And I had even mentioned to David Ariev and to EJ that we should all make a trip over there.
And that would be awesome.
I think we should. I think that would be super cool.
London Brograph.
Yep. So, anyway.
He said, haven't done one in a while. Haven't done one of those meetups in a while, so I'm doing as much freelance as I can for a wedding. I guess He's getting married. Hopefully later this year, that should change. Later, bros. I also wanted to mention, I wanted to do a listener reel of the week.
Ooh.
Because we were sent sent this MoGraphManny.com.
Yes.
You can check that out. Manny.
I'm getting there.
Last name. I mean, I have it in front of me, but you know how bad I am with pronunciation.
Manny
Jimenez.
Oh, that's funny.
Jimenez.
So anyway, he sent us a email, you know, saying like, I think his whole team, they were closing down shop or something. So he was looking for a job, and we checked out his reel, and I was super excited because my wife and I go to AMC theaters all the time, and he was one of the guys who did the coming soon and like the little, if nice. You got this, blah, 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 AMC stuff. It's super cool. I was really excited about that.
And so. Then, RM Sky Copier, Copier. Oh, I always say it like that. I always say Sly, Sly Copier.
Sly Copierier.
I know. he did comment that he really liked the four-person podcast. The more guests, the better. TJ sent us in an email and said, pretty sure I only beat Dave by 40,000 points in pinball. He had 15.4 million, if I remember correctly. But anyways... Big ups. It was a blast hanging out with you guys at NAB. Looking forward to next year. Hope you guys had fun in Chicago. Regards, TJ. And yeah, come on out to Chicago. Get your tickets for Half Res.
Boy.
Rick Bogus sent us in an email, and he said, started listening to the interviews from the show. So you made it home from NA Brograph. I hope you didn't get home and instantly get the trade show flu like I did. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
It was so very cool meeting and getting to chat a bit and play some pinball. And he said, so I'm starting to work with 360 videos. I know you think it's already dead. I'm starting to build some environments in cinema for Facebook/YouTube ads to show movie trailers, film clips, and other crap. I haven't had the budget to purchase the full Octane license, so until that happy day arrives, do you think doing Octane VR subscription might be enough for a while, aside from the limitations listed on otoy.com? Answer is yes. You know, he says, use of the software is available only while online, connected via the internet to Octane licensing server. Maximum of two... Is it only a maximum of two GPUs?
On the VR? Yes.
VR?
That's the big limitation, is okay. That it's only two GPUs. But still, like, if you're playing with it, if you want to test it out,
yeah,
you know, and give it a try for super cheap, or you only have two GPUs, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it would be a really good option for our laptops, you know?
Right.
Because then we can just create all of our stuff, save it out, and then send it over to our farm.
And network rendering is not available.
Correct.
Subscription licenses may not be used with non-subscription licenses, like purchase licenses. He said, are there any other limitations you know of? And I probably should just join the MoGraph Slack so I don't have to be a potato, right, and keep sending you stupid emails and hang out with cool kids later, bro. Do you know of any other limitations?
Not that I know of, no. I think it's all basically like the same, except the team render and the two GPUs,
yeah,
limitation.
All right. And then Perry Harovas said, hey, guys, it was great meeting you both in person. I'm probably going to Seagraph. I think it might be my 20th Seagraph. Hope to see you both there. If I do go, I will have a ton more time than I did at NAB. I wasn't at NAB for a whole lot of days, unfortunately. And my wife was with me to celebrate her birthday. So I hung out with her, of course, instead of the Maxon crew most nights. Anyway, can't wait to see both of your presentations when they come available on Cineversity. Take care, Perry. Yeah,
they just did.
Well, yours did.
And Perry's.
Oh, and his, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we totally didn't have enough time to hang out or chat or even talk about much of anything. So yeah.
We did get to watch his presentation from the hotel room, which was
cool. We did. So yeah, that'll be nice to catch up there. Then we got Jamie Davidson, who was watching one of the tutorials that I did a while back and was laughing at the yo dog, I heard you like something, so we put something in something. You know that meme, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, I know the meme.
What's the guy's name who did those?
It was
Yo Dog.
Hey Siri, who's the yo dog guy? Look, I'm so sick, Siri won't even answer me. Yeah,
it's funny.
No, it was like some rapper, right?
Yeah, it was, and he had the show with they redo the cars, right?
Yeah,
he was like, yo dog, I heard you like fish tanks, so we put a fish tank in your car, you know, so that became the meme. And
exhibit,
that's right.
I had to Google it.
Yo dog, I heard you like functions, so we put a function in a function so you can derive. And so I don't know, it's just funny. I was like, hey, somebody finally gets my awful humor.
That's funny.
Glenn Dreyer says, on your tutorial of the interiors, he says, excellent. We'll be referring to this a bit. Please, more internal render tutorials with Octane. I think we'll be doing that. And we got some other Octane stuff coming out as well. Oh, and David Aryev has a new one that just came out today as well on EJ's site. So check that out. It's about displacement and Octane. So that is the show.
Is that our show?
That is our show.
An hour 15 minutes?
I guess
so. All right, I'm sick. I'm going to go take a nap.
I told you it would be a short one. But I think we got a lot in there. So
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it was a very, very good and jam-packed show.
Yes. All those people complaining it's too long
right.
will be very happy.
Yep.
So
that's okay. All right.
So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. I'm not sure who, if any, guest we'll have next week. But now that we're kind of back in the grind, we're going to have a lot more to talk about. Because, you know, that's when we get the most notes. You know, we get the most ideas of what to talk about when we're actually, you know, in the field doing the stuff. So if you have any questions, it does not matter if it's new, if it's advanced, or not just questions, but show topics as well. You can email us at brograph@brograph.com and just, you know, let us know. We're back in this grind now. We're trying to get back in the swing. So we really want some good topic ideas that are going to help us, you know, move forward now that we're going to, you know, we don't have cool like NAB stuff to talk about and dead mouse stuff to talk about anymore. So
it's now back to the boring stuff.
You help us produce because we want to know what you want to hear.
Yep.
So, that being said, it is not the end of May yet. Were we going to the end of May for that contest?
Yes.
Okay. So, do we have any
last
more
few weeks? I don't know. Let me check.
Any more reviews? Just so everybody knows, we're doing that contest on the reviews. Whoever posts before the end of May will get their choice of a t-shirt.
I think we have a new review.
So do that. You can leave a review on iTunes and you can subscribe to us on there as well. If you don't listen to the show on iTunes, please give us a subscribe anyway there. You know, if you listen on other platforms such as YouTube or if you listen on the site, you download it. There's so many different avenues.
We do not have any more reviews. Yeah, right. So right now, Chad Knight is going to be winning that shirt.
All right.
If no one does anything.
You got 2 weeks to beat out Chad Knight for the random generator thing. Newsletter, I know I keep saying this, but I have ideas for the newsletter that's going to go out, and it's on my list of things to do here pretty soon. It's finally written in the OmniFocus. You can say you've been there, done that, got the t-shirt with the No Brograph, Nomograph tee. Also, the Paul Babb shirt, all the proceeds from that go to Doctors Without Borders. And then we have the limited edition Gaten DeSimone t-shirt with the computer with the fists in it. And so we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, YouTube and brograph.com.
Yay, we made it.
Yeah, you still have a voice. That's good.
And I didn't even need to take a bathroom break.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Normally it hits me about 45 minutes in and then I have to go. And then I just wait for the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's like torture when we have a David Aryev show. Because those are like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, cool. Are we getting out of here?
We're getting out of here, yo. It's time to eat lunch. Right.
Oh, yeah, lunch.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the worst thing about being sick. Like, you just don't want to eat lunch.
You need
of course,
some...
I had, like, a mega huge breakfast at Whataburger for breakfast.
You need some soup. You need to get some soup, Matt.
Dude, I had some ramen noodles.
Those
are very good. Mm-hmm. No, the ramen noodles. I had some ramen noodles yesterday. The worst thing about ramen noodles, like, while they're very good, you have ramen noodle burps for the rest of the day, and they're disgusting.
I'm not sure if I've ever had them before.
Ramen noodles?
Mm-hmm.
How have you never had ramen noodles?
I guess I'm not poor enough.
All right.
I kid. But that's what everybody says, right? That's the budget item.
Yeah.
If you're broke, like, you eat ramen noodles. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. It really is awful.
Full of sodium.
It is full of sodium.
Yeah.
That's dude, really it's weird. Like, normally whenever you get sick, like, you lose weight. Like, I've actually gained like 3 pounds because, like, I don't feel like dieting while I'm sick. You know, I want to actually eat food, and I'm eating crappy food.
If I have a fever, I lose weight. If I have a cold, I gain weight because I just start eating.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Yep.
So, man, I'm glad I lost that weight for NAB, because that picture of me looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it's got my good side too. My good sideburn. Not my ugly sideburn.
Your good sideburn.
I have a good, like, my, if just next time you see me, look at my face. You'll be like,
just shave,
oh my
it
gosh,
different.
You have, I don't shave it different. I shave it all the same. Well, no, I have to shave it differently in order to make it look similar.
Oh,
but
I
one
see.
Grows like backwards and the other one grows down. So,
oh,
like,
that's funny.
I look like a big weirdo.
Well, it's my turn to lose some LBs now, so yeah. I got to take care of that.
All right, you could do that before cigarettes.
I just started mountain biking again, so.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Proud of you.
All right.
All right,
we're going to get out of here. Until next
awesome.
Week, I'm Dave.
And I am Sick Matt.
Have a good one.
Later, bros. Ugh, I hate those pills. They're so
that?
Big. It's a Mucinex.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But they work.
Yeah, they work really well.
You don't use the D one, do you?
I do use the D.
You like the D? It's pretty good, I guess.
Brograph.com, an online resource for learning critical components of Cinema 4D and After Effects, specifically catered to help you prevail as a motion graphic designer.
What's up, bros? Welcome to another Brograph motion graphics tutorial.
We give you professional time-saving tips, shortcuts, and lessons that help give you an edge over your fellow designers. Not only this, but our new Brograph Talks help you in your file management, hardware configuration, and client relations.
I love projects that scare me. When our art director comes to us and asks for something that I had never done before, man, it gets me pumped.
Join us for live sessions, check out our crazy Cinema 4D experiments, or just watch our Fun with Brograph series, where we show you practical applications for techniques learned in previous tutorials. Do this from the beginning, and your client is going to respect that, and they're going to respect you, and they're going to respect your time. Subscribe today and get automatic updates on the latest tutorials, tricks, tips, and inspiration brought to you by industry professionals Dave Koss and Matt Milstead, all with a slight dash of dry humor peppered in.
Real nice banana.
Brograph.com, your source for tutorials that will help you thrive in the motion graphics industry. Don't just play around with Cinema 4D and After Effects, master it, and make money by becoming indispensable at your workplace.
We don't care how you get here, folks, just get here!
Subscribe now to Brograph Tutorials.
It's pretty good, I guess.